Thunder with the details. Let's get a reaction to this with Louise Tickle, who is an education journalist. Good evening to you.
Hello there.
What's your reaction to today?
Well, it's interesting, isn't it? Because you might think that after a terrible case like this, that something might change and parents would be entirely justified in thinking that action would be taken. But it seems that, you know, new guidance, revised guidance from the Department for Education, which was only issued last month, means that the ways that head teachers are required to report instances of abuse or even allegations of abuse haven't been strengthened at all. So the same thing could easily happen again now.
I mean, that's considerably worrying for anyone listening to you and I right now.
I think it is. I mean, campaigners are very much demanding that in this country, as in other countries, the requirement on head teachers to report any instances or allegations of abuse to the local authority should be mandatory. Because what happened to Chris Hood was he was initially sacked, and now clearly he's not allowed to teach children anymore or work with children in any capacity. But there's no criminal sanction against him for not having reported what turned out to be, you know, 11 instances of abuse that were reported to him out of 30 that were recorded in the school. Under guidance, which is statutory guidance but is not law, it's not legislated for, head teachers do have that discretion. They can choose, however ill-advisedly, not to report for independent advice or investigation.
So would you like to see criminal charges possibly being brought in these kind of situations?
I've talked to a lot of people, you know, over the last couple of months. I've been reporting on this for a while. And it's interesting that the other countries, you know, Australia, Canada, Florida has just brought it in, the Republic of Ireland, they're all going for mandatory reporting. And I think it's because it makes things just simpler. It means there's no worrying about your relationship with a member of staff. There's no question of, you know, divided loyalties or just not quite believing that somebody's capable of something. It just basically means that if something is reported to you, it's taken outside of your hands because, you know, your relationship with somebody is a salient factor in how you think about them and how you investigate them, I think. And it means it's taken to somebody who's independent, who is very specifically and in detail trained in how to assess what's been happening, and who can then give advice. So I think on balance it probably is a very good idea, just because it takes all the complication and all of the sort of agonising that a head teacher might have to do about a member of his or her own staff out of the equation.
And equally as importantly, away from the head teacher, it would give a great level of reassurance to the parents and the pupils.
Well, I think so, because, you know, relationships within any school system are important and delicate. And for instance, you know, as in the case of Hillside, you had teaching assistants and school volunteers and dinner ladies all in a position where they, you know, in some instances didn't know what to do. And if a parent, and I'm a parent of a four-year-old and a two-year-old, if a parent just simply knows that if a suspicion, however ill-founded, can just be taken to an independent person outside of the school setting, I think that does give some reassurance, yeah.
Good to chat with you, Louise. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you.
That's Louise Tickle, who is an education journalist.